David Cassidy on the phone.
That would be me.
So what have you been up to since you left Las Vegas?
I've been touring all over the world since I lived in Vegas, and it's been fantastic. And I swore I would never go back to television, which is why I'm talking to you today.
Right. Well, you not only went back, but you live in Hollywood again. Is that correct?
Well, I not really Hollywood, but it's close enough to where you can smell it.
So, David, real quick, talk about the TV show. It's on ABC Family Network. It's called Ruby and the Rock.
One would say that you are sort of playing yourself. Is that not true?
Well, please. He lost his mind, which I have in my life, but would like to think I sort of reeled it back in. It's satirizing the whole genre of being a rock star and a god and an icon. And, you know, we were 80s, the Rockets. We've gone back to record original Rocket songs within the context of the show that were big hits for the Rockets in the 80s.
It's fun to finally have fun with that, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
I love that.
David, there was one thing that I've wanted to ask you over the years, and this is a real life deal. You go back to 1970, and when we were kids, we were all fans of the Partridge Family, and you, with I Think I Love You, that sold, what, 3, 4, 5 million worldwide. And
5.5 worldwide, yeah.
It outsold the Beatles'
Beatles' Let It Be, yeah.
Now, what were you feeling at the time? That's a tremendous amount of pressure. Were you feeling... how dare I type of thing?
Yes, or? Because they had such an enormous influence on me. I showed up at the NARM Awards, and we won Song of the Year, Record of the Year. And McCartney, who was at the time, I was 20, and I, like 2 million others, I bought an electric guitar the next day. To be in the same room with McCartney at the time was like, oh, my God. And I thought, and, you know, the whole buzz was actually McCartney shown up for this. So when they announced, and the winner is, I Think I Love You, the whole room went, ah, ooh.
They seem to be big fans of pop music. They've made it no secret that they like the Monkees and all that stuff. So, yeah.
I played with Paul right before he did his Wings Over America. We were touring in Paris, and they were about to do a last final rehearsal for their tour. They did the whole show for me and my guitar player with all the pyro, with everything else, and it was really cool. So
afterwards,
we got up and started jamming, did a little bit of, you know, Long Tall Sally and stuff like that, which was very cool.
David, real quick, one last Partridge question. We'll let you go. You had two drummers in that band. Which one did you like best?
The one that didn't shin whack. He lasted the longest because he decided that he wasn't going to lose his job because he would kick any adult in the shins as hard as he could in the morning when you were not looking.
Oh, my God.
Really enjoyable.
Are you talking about one Jeremy Gelbwax?
Jeremy Gelbwax, wherever that boy may be. He actually, years later, tried to get back in the Partridge Family. We had to tell him that we were no longer doing it.
David Cassidy, Ruby and the Rockets. It's on Tuesday nights on the ABC Family Network.
It is, and my brother Patrick and I will be rocking with the Rockets, and I hope you guys love it, and I hope Vegas is treating you all well. And
we do indeed. We miss you, and make sure you stop by sometime if you're in town.
Hey, next time I come in town and play, I'd be happy to. I really would, and I thank you guys.